EVC dispatches, AI voices, our editorial script. A quick bit of context before we get to today's piece. Perplexity is an AI search and agent startup whose annualized revenue has tripled this year, driven by a product called Perplexity Computer, a platform that can execute multi-step tasks from a single user prompt autonomously. NVIDIA is now in reported talks to take a new equity stake in Perplexity, pricing the company above $30 billion. That's more than 50% higher than where Perplexity raised money less than a year ago. Echo, our long-form thesis editor, has been digging into this. Echo. The obvious read here is that NVIDIA is just backing a big customer. Why is that the wrong place to start?
Right. The obvious read is that NVIDIA writes a check to a company that runs its workloads on NVIDIA chips, and the whole thing looks circular. Money in one door, chip revenue out the other. But that frame names the wrong risk entirely. It also misses what's actually being assembled here. The detail that landed me on this piece was the Vera detail. And that's not what most of the coverage is leading with.
The Vera detail. What is that exactly?
So NVIDIA makes a CPU line called Vera, General Purpose Server Processors, not the GPUs NVIDIA is famous for. American Bazaar reported, based on Perplexity's own statements, that Perplexity tested Vera for its AI agent workloads and found the chips significantly outperformed the traditional server processors it had been using. So Perplexity said it planned to move those workloads onto Vera.
And the equity talks are sitting on top of that adoption decision.
That's exactly it. There are two readings of this deal, and I want to hold both of them. The first reading, the one the circular financing frame reaches for, is that NVIDIA is backing a customer. The second reading is that NVIDIA is putting money into a customer that's already moved part of its inference stack onto NVIDIA's non-GPU chips, too. Capital is fungible. Any investor's money spends the same. Integration is not. And those are very different things.
Okay, so let's run the numbers, because $30 billion is a big valuation for a company people mostly associate with being a ChatGPT alternative. Where does that figure come from?
The original sourcing is The Information. Matthias Bastian covered it for The Decoder on the 24th of August. Pimentz ran it the same day. The number is a reported valuation floor, not a disclosed closing figure. Nobody's gone on record about any of this. Perplexity declined to comment. NVIDIA didn't respond to press requests. So treat it as reported, not confirmed. My standing prior on unconfirmed valuation figures is that they tend to represent the seller's preferred narrative until there's a closing document. I'd update if either party files or disclose.
Right, and the previous round was 2025?
Yeah, so you're going from 20 billion to 30 plus in under a year. That's more than a 50% jump in valuation in 12 months. And the case for it rests entirely on what's happened to the revenue.
Which is what? Because the tripling figure sounds almost too clean.
This is where the story gets genuinely interesting. And also where you have to be careful. The reported figure is annualized revenue, running from under $250 million at the start of this year to over $750 million now. That tripling is credited in part to Perplexity Computer, the agent platform. And The Decoder makes the mechanical point that actually matters. The revenue jump is basically tied to how much more compute agentic AI burns. I'm holding two scenarios on that number, and I'll come to them.
Hold on. Can you walk me through that link? Because not everyone knows what we mean by agentic AI.
Right. So when you type a question into a standard AI search product, you get one answer. One model call, done. Agentic AI, meaning AI that can execute a chain of tasks on your behalf from a single instruction, doesn't stop there. It loops. It makes one model call, checks the result, decides what to do next, makes another call, invokes a tool, replans. A single user prompt becomes 10 or 20 model interactions, and each of those interactions uses what we call tokens, the units of text the model processes. agents burn vastly more tokens per session than search-style Q&A.
And if you're charging based on usage,
the revenue goes up with the token count, which is exactly what Perplexity Computer is doing. More usage per user, higher cost per session, passed through as pricing. That's a fundamentally different revenue engine from the search product. The question I keep coming back to is whether the token burn is structurally sticky or whether it compresses as the models get more efficient. If it compresses, the revenue trajectory looks different.
Okay, but here's where I want to push back. Because annualized revenue, ARR, when a startup reports it to journalists, that's not an audited trailing figure. It's basically, here's 1 month's revenue multiplied by 12. If Perplexity Computer just launched, couldn't that number be massively flattering the run rate?
That's the strongest version of the counter, and I don't want to wave it away. ARR, annualized run rate to be clear, which is the current monthly or quarterly rate projected over a full year, can be a very flattering number on a freshly launched product. You have a strong launch month, you multiply by 12, and you print a figure that implies 12 months of that performance, when you have one. The implied multiple here is roughly 40 times, 30 billion on 750 million ARR. At 40 times, the run rate doesn't just need to hold, it needs to grow. I'm holding two scenarios. If the ARR reflects genuine, durable token demand from real agent sessions, the multiple is defensible. If it's a spike off a product launch, it isn't. I'm not calling it yet.
So you're not waving away the accounting question. You're saying it's kind of the risk a buyer of this equity has to price in.
It's the risk a buyer has to actually underwrite, not dismiss. The piece makes that point explicitly. The counter case isn't a footnote. It's the thing the equity valuation depends on. Whether Perplexity Computer's ARR is a genuine trajectory or a spike off a freshly launched product is basically unresolvable from the outside until you see more quarters. I'd update significantly on even one more disclosed period.
Let me ask about the broader portfolio pattern, because you mentioned several other NVIDIA investments in the piece. Is this a one-off or something bigger?
It's not a one-off. And the pattern is worth naming precisely. The most structurally similar deal is Poolside. NVIDIA agreed to pay around $6 billion to get rights to use their AI model software and simultaneously invested about $1 billion in the company at a $12 billion pre-money valuation. Licensing the product and holding equity in the same business at the same time. Then there's Grok, the AI inference chip company. The decoder characterizes that transaction at around $20 billion, though Grok said it would keep operating independently. And NVIDIA put roughly $900 million into a company called Enfabrica. These are not independent bets. There are two readings of the portfolio, and I'll get to both.
So NVIDIA is, it's building out a portfolio of companies that all, at some level, feed chip demand.
And then you zoom out further, and the picture gets genuinely surprising. Earlier this month, an NVIDIA press release from the 10th of August, they announced partnerships with six of the largest capital allocators on the planet: Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Brookfield, Goldman Sachs, and KKR. The goal is to mobilize more than $500 billion of third-party capital for AI compute infrastructure.
500 billion of other people's money.
Of entirely other people's money. NVIDIA has arranged for the biggest balance sheets in the world to finance the physical infrastructure that creates demand for NVIDIA chips, while simultaneously taking equity in the application companies that generate that demand. The Perplexity stake is one node in something much larger. This is the smartphone platform shift question again, honestly. Who captures the value when the whole stack is being assembled by the same actor?
Okay, give me a second to hold all of this together. You're saying NVIDIA takes equity in Perplexity. Perplexity commits its silicon layer to NVIDIA's Vera processors. NVIDIA is also financing $500 billion-plus in infrastructure through third-party capital, and the application companies running on that infrastructure buy more NVIDIA chips. That's the loop?
That's the loop. And the point I'd add is that this is what concentrated exposure to a single macro thesis actually looks like in practice. The thesis is AI adoption keeps rising. If that holds, NVIDIA wins on multiple dimensions simultaneously. If it doesn't hold,
the whole architecture strains.
Right. And that's the risk worth naming precisely. Not the circular financing frame, not, is this revenue laundering dressed as strategy? That's a loose reading. The token demand from a Perplexity computer session is independently real. A user either runs the agent or they don't. The concern is concentration. One bet expressed across the whole stack.
There's something you mentioned in the piece about Perplexity's relationship with other AI vendors that I want to come back to. Because at the silicon layer, Vera points one way. But at the model and cloud layer, Perplexity isn't locked to NVIDIA at all, is it?
No. And this is the detail that complicates the lock-in story. Earlier this year, Perplexity signed, basically, a $750 million deal with Azure, Microsoft's cloud platform. The way it works is through something Microsoft calls Foundry, which is a platform that lets you access multiple AI models through Azure. Perplexity is using it to access OpenAI models, Anthropic's models, and xAI's models. So at the model layer and the cloud layer, Perplexity is deliberately multi-vendor. It's at the silicon layer, the CPU and GPU level, that the Vera adoption points in one direction. I came into this thinking the lock-in story was stronger than it is. The Azure detail changed me.
And that's where NVIDIA's investment actually lands its weight.
Exactly. The integration that matters to NVIDIA isn't which cloud Perplexity runs on. It's which silicon Perplexity chooses when it's optimizing its inference stack. And right now, the answer to that is NVIDIA's. If that holds across more workload categories, the story is one thing. If Perplexity keeps the silicon layer open as the product matures, it's another. Both readings are live.
Okay, let me bring in something I find genuinely strange about this story, which is the IPO angle. Because Perplexity has been publicly specific about when it wants to list.
Right. This is the bit that reframes everything prior. Aravind Srinivas, Perplexity's CEO, told CNBC the company plans to go public in 2028, regardless of how the market receives the listings of Anthropic and OpenAI. And Dmitry Shevelenko, the chief business officer, told Reuters, "By consistently holding 2028 as our earliest date for an IPO, Perplexity has been able to build a healthy, high-growth business." 3 months ago, I'd have read this round as a strategic investment with a fuzzy exit. The 2028 disclosure changes that.
So NVIDIA isn't buying a startup hoping for a strategic return years from now. It's taking a position before a known, named public listing.
That's more specific than strategic investment implies, yeah. What this round actually is a pre-IPO placement. Late-stage private capital that secures a spot on the ownership register before a public listing sets the price. NVIDIA doesn't need a startup return. It's one of the most valuable companies in the world. What it needs is a position on that ownership register before the IPO prices it. Those are very different motivations, and they imply very different things about what NVIDIA expects from this deal.
And that changes what you'd expect from Rajwa Kwasim's American Bazaar piece. The IPO framing flips how you read the whole round.
It does. And the question I keep coming back to is how many of NVIDIA's other portfolio companies are on similar listing paths? If you add up the pre-IPO positions across Perplexity, Poolside, and the others, what does the aggregate look like? We don't know. That's the number the piece is waiting for. I would update significantly if NVIDIA disclosed the aggregate pre-IPO exposure across the portfolio.
One more thing before we close. Jensen Huang uses Perplexity as his own personal chatbot. That's not instantaneous here, is it?
I mean, it's probably not incidental, no. There's also the Nemotron Coalition. Perplexity joined NVIDIA's group promoting open AI models as a kind of counterweight to Chinese AI development back in March. So the personal endorsement, the coalition membership, the Vera adoption, and now the equity talks? My standing prior is that four data points pointing in the same direction stop being coincidence. I'm holding the possibility that this is a tighter strategic alignment than the disclosed terms suggest. I don't think we resolve that until more of the portfolio picture becomes visible.
The piece leaves the circular financing debate open. You don't fully resolve it, and I don't think the host is fully convinced either. But what's the line you'd close on?
NVIDIA doesn't need a return on a $30 billion startup. It needs a seat at the table before the IPO sets the price.
Echo, thanks. That's our long-form thesis editor on what the NVIDIA Perplexity talks are actually building. We'll keep watching the round. We'll be back with another dispatch tomorrow.